From Spokane Public Radio, this is SPR News Today. I'm Doug Nadvornik. This is Tuesday, July 21st, 2026. We'll have an update on the fires that are burning in the inland northwest. Tenants in Washington looking to stay cool at home during this heat wave have a new tool to help them. A Boston company is testing a new product it hopes will pull harmful PFAS chemicals out of the human body, and it's looking for people, including Spokane residents, to participate in its research study. And we'll continue our series of conversations with Spokane area legislative candidates whose names are on the August primary ballot. Today we turn our attention to the 6th District and Republican Sue Ann Davis. Those stories and more coming up on SPR News Today. We start with an update on the fires that are burning in the inland northwest. The Modrite Fire, burning on the Colville Indian Reservation in southern Ferry County, has expanded to nearly 8,000 acres. That's up about 1,500 from yesterday. Level 3 evacuations are in place for the area between the fire and the Columbia River. Just north of that, Level 1 evacuations remain in effect. Officials battling the Kaiser Canyon fire to the west have reduced the evacuation level for the town of Nez Pelham from level 3 to level 2. Parts of Highway 155 are closed between the Park City Loop Road and the Milepost 61. Some of that's open just to local residents. And segments of the Columbia River and Buffalo Lake roads are also closed. That fire's grown slightly over the last 24 hours to about 63,000 acres. Officials say the weather conditions over the next few days may help them to improve their lines around that fire. In southeast Washington, crews are making progress on several fires that began last week. That includes the Lyons Ferry Fire near where Franklin, Columbia, and Whitman counties meet. It's about 34,000 acres and considered more than half contained. Some Level 1 evacuations remain in place. And last night, Forest Service officials in Bonners Ferry, Idaho, held a community meeting to share the latest news about their work to control the Upper Smith and Turner fires. The Upper Smith fires burning nearly 900 acres in a mountainous area. Crews on the ground are getting help from planes that are dropping retardant and from heavy equipment that's working to create fuel breaks. That fire is still considered 0% contained. A little different news on the Turner fire, which is about two-thirds contained. Level 2 evacuations are still in effect there. The inland northwest is facing a heat advisory beginning at 9 this morning and extending through Wednesday evening. Many people will head for cooler places. Some will look for air conditioners to install at home. A new law in Washington aims to make it easier to install portable AC units. State government reporter Sarah Mises-Tan has more.
The law helps make air conditioning a tenant's right. State Senator Vandana Slatter co-sponsored the measure. She says landlords used to be allowed to prevent AC installation.
So if you had a landlord that allowed it, that would be fine. But if you didn't, there was no way that you could put in a portable AC unit.
The law went into effect last month, but there are still some exceptions. Landlords can deny AC units in a lease. There are also restrictions around the type of unit that can be installed. Indoor cooling used to be a luxury in the Pacific Northwest. But a change in climate has made it more necessary. Over half of homes in King, Pierce, and Snohomish counties now have AC. In Olympia, I'm Sarah Mises-Tan.
Election officials around the region are installing new ballot drop boxes ahead of Washington's primary election on August 4th. Scott Greenstone from KUOW has more on why.
Election officials in Snohomish, King, and Pierce counties have installed 15 new ballot drop boxes since May. Though the drop boxes are an alternative to voting by mail, officials say they do not anticipate any issues with the post office delivering ballots. The president has used USPS to push for vote by mail regulations. Those are tied up in court. Any changes to Postal Service rules can't take effect before November, meaning Washington's primary will not be affected. That's according to a spokesperson for Washington's Secretary of State. In King County, election officials hope to install 9 more drop boxes before November, bringing the countywide total to 100. Right now, King County Elections estimates only 3% of voters live more than 3 miles away from a drop box. I'm Scott Greenstone in Seattle.
A Boston company is looking to recruit Spokane area people who ingested PFAS or forever chemicals for a new study. Grain Laboratories is exploring whether a modified type of oat fiber can remove a type of contaminant that can remain in a person's body. Its president, Trevor Klee, says the modified oat fiber, called NutraOat, contains tiny holes with coconut oil.
So what happens is the PFAS, when they come into contact with the NutraOat in the gut, it gets stuck in these tiny holes. And then the PFAS comes out with the oat fiber.
PFAS chemicals are found in many wells on Spokane's West Plains. They're suspected of causing cancer and other illnesses. Klee says his study will include 15 adults. He's recruiting nationally, but hopes to include people from Spokane.
You know, we're looking specifically for people who are, we're drinking from, you know, contaminated wells. We're told by, you know, Department of Health that they're specifically at high risk. Like, you know, the people who are in the most need, basically.
He says subjects involved in the 12-week pilot program will consume the modified oat fiber. Participants will receive two PFAS blood panels and two wellness panels before and after the study to test whether the fiber is effective in removing PFAS. More information can be found online at pilot.nutraoat.com. One of the most crowded races on Spokane County's August 4th primary election ballot is for a seat in the 6th Legislative District. Republican Mike Voles is vacating the seat and running for Spokane County Treasurer. Four Republicans and two Democrats are competing for that spot. One is Sue Ann Davis, a Republican, a former Deer Park School Board member who lives with her husband on their farm.
We used to be a dairy farm, sold the cows back in the 90s, and now we're just tried beef cows for a while, but then we just hay, and we have a wedding venue now.
Before the latest round of redistricting, Davis lived in the 7th Legislative District. Now she's in the 6th. At one time, she served on the school board in Deer Park, and now she's ready to serve again.
What made me want to do it this time is it's just Washington State is broken right now. We have way too big of a spending problem. They're sending us the bill, raise our taxes over and over and over again. And I mean, if it's affecting me, then it's affecting everybody else too. I'm not unique.
So I've been asking people what they think about the state's tax system, and should the state's tax system be studied again and for the chance of maybe revamping it a little bit? What do you think about the state's tax system?
That's putting it in a really nice perspective to say to let's study it and see if it should be revamped. I think a lot of things need to be cut dramatically. Our gas taxes, I mean, that affects everybody regardless of what your income level is. And it's awful. And it's worse over on the west side of the state. So that's not something that should be studied. That's something that should be reduced. Our payroll taxes are, you know, that's right off the top for everybody. I was just reading about the WACARES and
the state's long-term care program, yeah.
Yes, which has, they've now generated in their 3 years, $3.3 billion, and they're just now starting to pay some of that out, which I thought you had to be 10 years before you were eligible to even get anything. So I don't know, that's a whole nother, why are they doing what they're doing with it? The CCA money,
Climate Commitment Act.
Went into the general fund. What'd they do with the money? Well, it went in the general fund. We don't know exactly where that money went. It just got spent. It's that kind of stuff. It's, you know, give me a concrete, this tax does this, and then I may or may not like it. But this, pay all these taxes, and you don't get to really know where the money goes, that's not okay.
So what kind of influence do you want to have in Olympia if you're elected and you go over there? What are the things you would work on the most?
The common sense and logic approach to things, because I don't think we have that right now. It's very chaotic, very definitively party line. There's a lot of things that I don't think meet the letter of the law. And the response is, well, then take us to court, challenge it in court, and then we'll let the judge decide. You know, even when they get rolled back, oh, well, we'll just come at it from a different approach then. But I'm very common sense, logical. Let's look at what the law says and work within the guidelines of the law. It would save a lot of money in the long run of not going to court all the time.
I'm assuming you were referring to, let's say, the millionaire's tax or an income tax for folks who are making $1 million or more.
Not just that, but yes, that one. Because if they really wanted it to be a millionaire's tax, they'd have codified the $1 million deduction. But since they don't want to put that into law either, then it's a state income tax with a $1 million threshold today. But what's it going to be tomorrow? We already know the state's going to be in another shortfall. We've heard the promise of no new taxes, and that didn't go anywhere. So to say we're not going to raise taxes again, which is what the governor has said, can't trust that. We'll see what happens come January.
That's Sue Ann Davis, who is running for the Washington State House of Representatives in the 6th District. She's a Republican. Tomorrow we'll hear from one of the two Democrats in the race, Michelle Kelso. SBR News Today is a production of Spokane Public Radio. Reporting today was contributed by Sarah Mises-Tan, Scott Greenstone, Steve Jackson, and me, Doug Nadvornik. I'm today's host and producer. Thank you for listening. This is SBR News.